Lisa, are you ready?
Okay,
we're good to go. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for coming. We are going to start our budget work session with the engineer this morning, and we can start with the revenue worksheet on page 102. And I'll turn it over to Darren.
Okay. Morning.
Morning.
Not a lot of major changes in the revenue side of things. Road use tax is staying pretty consistent. We usually get a percent or two a year. The time 21's kind of peaked out, so we're not seeing the major increase we have in the past few years. But other than that, everything else is pretty consistent. I would point out in the fifth column there under FEMA, under the FY14 re-estimation, that's where our FEMA money goes in, that $245,000. So you will see a budget amendment from us yet this current fiscal year. We've already spent the money, but for the rock side, so it would be $140,000. The labor side, we really don't amend our budget for that. We just kind of get reimbursed, and next year we'll see a higher carryover because of that. So, but we did spend the money on the rock and labor. Down under road and transportation services, we have a little bit of a decrease in that. We don't get the transfer jurisdiction money anymore under that. That the FY14 is higher because of State Street. We reconstructed that for ISU, and they're going to reimburse us for that about $35,000. That's why the re-estimate's higher in that column. Other than that, it's pretty consistent. No major changes. Oh, I do need to bring up one major item that is not included in our FY14 estimate is next month we will be trading in our motor graders for our lease program. We will be getting a check for $655,000. We have to decide what we want to do with that. Deposit it into our account, or do we have a separate equipment fund that maybe gains more interest? I don't know how our secondary road fund is invested.
$655,000.
We need to hold on to it for 5 years until the lease next lease is up. We're going to use it then.
Lisa, can you look into what would be? I mean, to me,
yeah, because one of the things that I'm thinking of is the motor graders were pretty much paid for out of the rural fund.
Yes, with the one exception
we
of loss.
Hold on to it for 5 years.
We're going to use it again.
We're going to use it again.
Renew the lease. So I just want that wherever that money goes, I just want
like
it noted
designated.
And designated that that's what that money's for.
Right. So kind
it
of reserved.
Could be some legal because it was motor graders are bought with secondary road funds, so we're trading those in. So they probably want to see it back in the secondary road fund. Would be my guess because legally you can't transfer that money out.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking
they're bought with secondary roads funds.
What's that?
They're bought with rural service.
Lost, wouldn't it? Rural service.
Well, that is true.
Yeah.
At one point we.
Yeah. Well, but the point is that if
we
it's
still use it as
but
credit.
If we're clearly using it as a designated fund, primarily for motor grader purchase in the future, then we have a pretty good indication as to what those funds are going to be going toward.
Yeah, my initial reaction would be it should stay in rural services, be part of that ending fund balance, but designated as this is what it's going for. Lisa?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Can't you see the wheels?
I didn't see the
smoke
coming.
Gotcha.
Right. But, yeah, we've got time to still finalize that, but it's good to note that right now.
That comes, yep, this month?
February is when February. We're talking about getting all the motor graders, so that's when we'll get our check.
Okay.
Any other questions on the revenue side of things?
Drainage District.
Yes.
We're at $35,000 so far this year. What's your expectation for the remainder of the year? I see that you've still got it at $65,000. You think we're going to get there this year?
It's going to be real close. We looked at that pretty as close as we can. Well, we just reviewed that, and that's as close as we can get at this
okay,
point.
Okay, so
$45,000 for the end of December.
45. We're $45,000 right now.
Yeah.
We think we'll get to $65,000 before the end of the year. So why is it not $65,000 for next year? Why are we going back to $45,000 next year?
seemed like there was some major items in there, but we discuss this every year. We had the flooding situations, and that seemed to increase everything. We felt like we were on the downswing a little bit there, so we didn't want to overestimate for next year.
Well, yeah, I mean, I just look at pulling Marshall. Was that Marshall 1
right.
back in? No matter what happens there, we're going to have some work to do out there.
Right.
And so I look at that and I say, at a minimum, I think that should stay. This should be just a carryover from this year back to 65. But I could even make the argument, I think, where there's going to be more drainage district work, not less, for you guys next year.
Yeah, and that was part of that 65 was we've done the work already in Marshall, so that'll get billed out of this current year.
Okay.
I don't see us spending any more money. We looked at it with a consultant, and there's so much work out there, I think it pretty much takes us out of the loop.
Okay.
I don't expect us to spend any more out there.
So but still, are you saying that maybe from a comfort level to project, even if you bumped it up to five more thousand, to 50,000, is that?
Well, yeah. I mean, for me, Wayne, you've been sitting here with me. I go back and I say, okay, it was 47,000 in FY11, is 55,000 in 12. Yeah, we dropped in 13, but that was for a multitude of reasons. We're going to be back up to 65,000 this year, and so it just seems to me that this is more like a $60,000 to $65,000 line item. And Darren, I get your comfort level, but I mean that's. Unless you got empirical evidence where I'm wrong, that's where I would want us to be.
I think that's reasonable.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to ask for that to be 65.
Compromise with 60.
You want 60, Wayne? I can go 60.
Well, I mean, give or take. I can understand a little bit where he's coming from, too. And I think he wants to be within reason. That we might be there.
I can live with 60.
Okay.
If that's what you wanted.
Yeah.
There.
Well, I mean, I can go 65, but I'm just asking based on where he's at.
How about if we go 60?
Okay. 60.
Okay.
Going twice. Talk about 62.
Too late.
Is that how old you are? When's your birthday? Okay, 60. Okay, but good point. I didn't have any others on the revenue side.
So then, expenditures, page 106.
Okay, again, not a lot of major changes. There's a couple irregularities we'll get to later that kind of artificially bumps our budget number up, but I'll explain that later. Administration, engineering. Under administration, the major change in that column was that the new phone system was estimated to cost us additional $4,500 for next year, so that's why you see a bump up from 7,500 to 12,000. And that's just all the new phone system. That's the only change in administration. The engineering side of things is a biannual bridge inspection type situation where we have bridge inspections due next year, and that's 55,000. And then would point out the 45,000 under consultant is still somewhat average, but a great chunk of that should be coming out of get reimbursed by FEMA. We have got preliminary approval for the Hickory Grove Bridge, so we're moving forward with that as a consultant design because it will get reimbursed. So those are the two items that you see the main increases on. And bridges and culverts, no main change there. It's pretty consistent. Gravel and limestone. As you might recall, last year, FY14, we budgeted $700,000. We took 100, we usually around 800,000 range. We took 100 out last year to pay for that semi truck to be more efficient in our hauling. And we did get that bought, so now we're back up to the 800 level.
We're still hauling everything out of the Ames mine?
For limestone, and then we've got gravel out of Boone and Marshall pits.
Okay.
Is 800,000 enough there?
I think so. I'm pretty comfortable there. I don't ever want to see a major decrease in that.
I'm not talking about a decrease.
Yep.
I'm asking you if 800 is enough.
I'm comfortable there.
Good.
Yep. The asphalt, that's one of those items, when you look under the three-year average, it looks like we've really increased it, but that's one of those items that's really hard for me to get the money spent in the proper fiscal year because it's a lot of crack sealing, big contracts for that, and whether they get it in June or July, we never know. And when it falls into next year, it looks like we didn't spend the money. And that one's hard to get in the right proper fiscal year. That's the main reason that looks high. Down under erosion control, that's where you see under FY14 reestimate the 150,000. That is the FEMA rock we put out there. That's just the category we stick it in. But that's where the budget amendment will come in this year. Drainage district, we stayed about the same on that. Actually, overall, it was a decrease from last year in our asking there. Well, I guess that's because of the FEMA. So I guess we did increase a little bit. Snow and ice control, we bumped down 10,000. We kind of use a 3 to 5 year average there. And the 3 to 6 year time frame, those outer 3 years were really high. So now we're getting back into a little bit more of an average. So we're comfortable bumping it down a little bit. Seems to be about the average that we're spending now, and we're doing fairly decent yet this year on salt. What would come at, we had a little bit of a salt scare. Kansas is where it all comes out of, and they had that huge ice storm down there, so they used a lot locally. And one of them, there's two main mines, one of them got shut down for a while for OSHA violations. So our supplier in Ames, they supply Ames and DOT, and they were running real low. We just got some last week or this week, not a lot, but we still got it. We haven't run out yet, but had a little bit of a scare there. I think we're going to be fine from here on out.
March isn't here yet.
Yeah. Traffic control services, no major changes through that area. Pretty much the same. Brings us to the new equipment section. A little bit of a change this year in that the motor grader is a payment instead of an actual purchase of a motor grader. So we kept the 260. That's in the capital improvements. Whether that comes out of loss still or the capital improvements budget, that's kind of yet to be determined. But that's where it's designated right now. The other equipment we're talking about purchasing, we're still trying to change our fleet over to tandems and get rid of a lot of our single-axle trucks. And we're also talking about the addition of a pup on the back of that tandem, which we'd be looking at hauling probably 3 times the material that we could haul with the single axles. So it's a lot more efficient in hauling, and that's kind of the direction we're trying to get with our entire fleet. We are working on a similar leasing or financing proposal for trucks like we did with motor graders. We're not quite there to...
It's not quite as clean, is it?
Not quite. The problem is down the road, coming up with the money for the next lease payment's a little more difficult to come up with. And really, the only way to do it is I need to show the board how we'd be that much more efficient to lower our rock budget number. That's a little harder to do. But we've got a lot of pretty concrete numbers on what it would cost us, so I'll be bringing that to the board here sometime. But I'd like to stick with the 250 here, and the payments for replacing our entire 13 fleet truck are less than the 250 or 250 that we got budgeted here. So if we budget 250 here, we'll be fine if we decide to go with the payments.
Yeah, the problem we're going to have with the trucks, as I see it, is not this initial go. It's next time we go to replace the fleet. That's where the motor grader became advantageous to us.
Yeah.
And I just want us to be real, real careful if we're going to do something, I want to be able to feel like we're going to be able to do it in perpetuity for the good of the county.
Correct.
And if we get 5 or 6 years out and all of a sudden then whatever board sitting here has to scramble to figure it out, it stops making a whole lot of sense to me. That's my fear with the truck lease.
The trucks are a little harder because the motor graders, you can pop that snow equipment right off in a second and use it on the next fleet. Mm-hmm. Snow equipment, that's about 40% of the truck cost.
Right.
And that's not as useful on the market when we trade it in 5 years. So a little more difficult on the truck side. And mm-hmm. I'm also uncomfortable having the two leases come up at the same time each 5 years. So I'd like them at least staggered a little bit, too.
Darren, within your engineering association, are more counties going through the lease option versus purchasing outright? Or do you have that discussion quite a bit or not?
I've heard a lot of interest since they've heard of what we did. There's a lot of counties asking me how we did it and
okay.
how the numbers worked.
So still we got something to look at over the next few years to see how, you know, long-term that effectiveness that may be and whether or not it's going to catch on statewide. So
okay. I think it will. The truck issue, a lot of counties are changing the fleet over like we are,
right.
getting rid of those single axles, but not necessarily with a lease mm-hmm. option, but yeah. they're changing their fleets over.
Is this something that would be advantageous through either DeVries or whoever, to through ISAC and so forth, your person to look at what some of the other states around us, particularly in the Midwest, that have similar type of weather issues to deal with are doing in that particular area?
Yeah, and we've already put out surveys Iowa-wide and see what all the counties are doing, so we got a pretty good feel of that. But, yeah,
great.
We could
great.
Check with states around us, too.
Good. Good. Thank you.
So that's the truck and pup. The pup's about $44,000 of that $250,000.
Is that a four-legged one that barks?
It's a long trailer in the back, and that can be reused for longer than the truck life, so...
Well, it's kind of like those acronyms. We're not quite sure. I saw that, and I was wondering what was that. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Talk about the low boy and the loader.
The low boy is it's 35 years old. We looked really hard last year at getting it totally refurbished, sandblasted, and redone, but it's bent. It's just time. We looked real hard at reusing, but 35 years is enough, and this new one's going to last us 35 years. We don't use it that much, but when we use it, we need it.
Can we buy it yet this year? Looks to me like you've got capacity.
There's a possibility. We don't have a lot left in the equipment fund. There was some left in construction, but we have another construction item I need to discuss when we get to that that might yet come out of this year.
Good. Well, I'd like us to look at pulling the low boy into this year.
Okay.
Pulling that out of next year's budget. Other than that, I'm really good.
The number I gave them was a reestimated ending fund balance this year of 44%. So, you know, he's looking at we got a
yeah, that's true.
Pretty good sized ending fund balance for this year.
I would agree with that. And the loader issue, historically we've always had three loaders. We had an issue with our oldest one a year ago, so we had to get rid of it because the repair would have been more than what it was worth. Tried to get by with two, and we ended up bending the tractor-mounted one. We think we need that third loader, one in Nevada, and then we have the two salt piles out at one in Ames, well, Roland, and the other one's in the Ames area. And if we do get that new shop in Kelly, that we'll definitely need one there. But those are really the high dollar items between the loader and low boy. Next year, we're not going to have those high dollar items. We're pretty good for a while. We had a couple pickups in this budget, but I went ahead and cut that for you already. So, but next year will be the year we catch up on those pickups and stuff because we won't have those high dollar items anymore.
I hate to bring this up, but maybe you all have already talked about it, but based on where we are through our safety committee and through IMWCA and all the different things that we're looking at, are there potentially some things that need to be thought about that we should be looking at over the next year or two, you think, as far as, you know, the various shops and things that we have in place now?
Safety-wise?
Yes.
Not just equipment? We've looked at it, and we did have to replace our overhead hoist this current year. That was a major safety item that was found. But other than that, there is not a lot.
Good.
Anything
good.
Major. We've good. Already replaced our main hoist in the shop two years ago, and that was a major safety improvement. So I think we're doing pretty good.
Good.
Equipment operations, that's increased $20,000 from last year, and that's all in the fuel area. Doing pretty good on estimating our fuel. The FY13, we came within one tank of gas of estimating $450,000 worth
fairly
of gas.
Wow.
That was almost impossible, but we're doing good there estimating, and I'd estimate a little increase in the fuel here in the next year.
I hope you're wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lori, do you get the credit for that one?
No.
I mean the overage.
Hope so.
Really no big changes. Get down to drainage districts. That's more of a timing issue. We've got two possible drainage districts. Bills we could see, Boone's Story 3 and Marshall's Story 1. I really don't see either one coming out of FY15. Well, the Boone one could, mm-hmm. but that one's even going to be close because it has to be done by April or so to get into the hole next year. So I think we're okay, but the next budget session, it's more than likely going to be greatly increased. I would point out if that Marshall story does go into a large project, conservation has a great deal of land out there, so that they're going to have to be aware of what they could have a $20,000, $30,000 bill out of that. That probably shouldn't be coming out of secondary roads. Another similar one came up, county home area we paid for out of secondary roads because we utilize that property, but the conservation is going to be a lot more money, and we don't utilize that at all. So
yeah.
It's probably a stretch to take it out of secondary roads. We'll have to keep that in mind for conservation.
Repair of outlying shops, you're going to keep in mind that here over the next couple of years, we're going to move through the study of what you're going to do with your shops?
Correct.
And you've been working with the gentleman in Ames that's I think we're going to have to rearrange how we do some of our stuff at the shop over in Ames, right? Inflow and outflow is my understanding.
He's interested in actually purchasing.
Well, he'd like to purchase it if we do something else, but in the meantime, he's building a new building, I think, and it's just going to disrupt how we bring our equipment in and out and where we put it.
Yeah, right. We have a very strange shaped lot over there, so access in and out. We've done a lot of good sharing over there on who gets in and out and can use the other person's property, but there has been times he's got a lot of outdoor climbing equipment stuff that at times was getting out of bounds, so he's had to move some of that, which is he'd like to expand. And
right.
Was this the same gentleman that was interested in whether or not we wanted to purchase part of a building for storage?
No, it's a different one. This gentleman actually, if we ever were to dispose of our Ames shed, would have interest in buying it.
Okay.
That's not part of next year. I mean, we're not going to get there next year. Only thing I'm encouraging, Darren, is let's be really, really frugal with the repairs we do on shops that may go away.
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That brings us into the labor section. No real major changes through that area. And then construction is where we start getting into some of the irregularities. If you flip to the local construction worksheet, we only have four projects proposed. Luckily, we don't have any carryover projects like we do most of the time because we got everything completed out of this current year, so there won't be any carryover money. So this is all things to be spent out of 15. First one is the Berry Patch Road Bridge that's been in our program for a while. It's an 8J project. What that means is it's not on the farm-to-market system, but the feds still let us use federally money to replace it, but we have to come up with all the money up front, and it gets reimbursed. was on the farm-to-market system, that would just run through our farm-to-market account, and we wouldn't have to come up with the money up front. These come up every once in a while, but, yeah, that's why we have to come up with the entire $400,000. But it gets reimbursed, so really it's just kind of a holding account for the money. The second one is 550th Street. That's a culvert project south of Story City. Third one, another box culvert up by Zeering. It's in really bad shape. And then number four is the Hickory Grove Bridge. Like I mentioned before, we got preliminary approval from FEMA to move forward with that. Again, same situation. We have to come up with that entire local money up front, and then it gets reimbursed down the road. Both of these.
What type of timetable are you looking at for something like that? Looking at what the demand of the local farmers and people that use that area, are we able to speed up that project at all?
It won't get let till next winter. It'll be next summer construction. That is over 100 square mile project, so it takes a DNR permit, and those are 3 to 6 month approval time. But you have to design it before that, so that's going to take time. So and you let them generally in the winter, so it won't get let till next fall or winter.
Is this something that working with Mike Cox and so forth, conservation, that we could make sure that we keep communicating to the people in that area? That because every so often, you know, we do hear a few things, whether it's Hertz or some of the others, you know.
Sure.
And I just want to make sure that we're doing all that we can to kind of give them some idea of the timetable that it may take to do some of these projects.
I've had a couple of conversations with Randy Hurst. I can talk to him.
Okay.
Let him know. So I'm hearing, though, that this may spill over into FY16. Is that accurate?
Yeah. More than likely, both of these projects, the way the construction season falls, we have to budget in both years.
Right.
And that's another reason why our carryover balance kind of keeps rising. Last year we had the carryover, so it gets budgeted in both years.
Right.
We get credit for it, but it's not going to get spent both years, so
right. It
kind of artificially raises our budget. But, yeah, I would expect both these items to be in our local asking again next year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, in all, the total asking is really only $412,000. We do need the $1.2 million to get us through until we're reimbursed. To compare that to last year, our asking was $450,000. We actually had $660,000 asked because we had those carryover dollars, but our real asking was $450,000. So we're actually down from last year in what real local dollars that we're asking for.
Right, we just need to be able to cash flow it.
Yeah.
All right.
Two items I just wanted to point out. One, there's nothing in our local budget for next year for paving 505th near the Cameron Farms. That'll come up in our five-year program discussion, and we can always amend if we got to do something as emergency, but estimating about $450,000 if we were to pave that. There could be some other ideas, but we'll talk about those in the five-year program discussion. And the other item was... under the right-of-way reserve, there's only $10,000 there. If we were to do something with North Dakota that required additional right-of-way, that would have to be increased. But right now, we're proceeding with other options.
I think you're dead on in both of those.
Depends on who you talk to out there. It's interesting, you know. Yeah. There's a few people say, boy, I hope you don't have to do anything at all. We want to kind of keep the traffic slow. And so the only area that really is of major concern is where the curves are. But, you know, then you talk to a few others, and then they think why we need to really do some major upgrades and so forth. So you're never going to get a consensus, I think, in that particular
exactly.
area. Yeah.
Darren, when we upfront money, because that's like a very fat
bridge. Turn this on, please.
Sorry.
How long is the turnaround for FEMA reimbursement? I mean, do you have to have the project completed, or do they do it in
yes.
phases?
Well, actually, once you pay the money to the contractor, you can start asking for reimbursement on the berry patch. The FEMA, that's a total different story, and I should point out there's a little bit of risk in going down the route we are with FEMA. you never get an answer until the bridge is built. Mm-hmm. And then they start the review process. It's strange and it's frustrating, but there's a few counties out there that have had some experience with it, and one, you never know when you're going to get your money. It could be 3-4 years down the road, unfortunately. Yeah. And two, you're not really assured to get that money, so we're kind of taking that risk spending the local money on it. But from what I know now, and that's another reason why that year before we let it, I'll have a much better feel from FEMA. We can always switch gears and make it a federal aid out of our bridge funds. So that's another reason to kind of hold off a little bit to get a little bit. They say that I think there's three more levels of review that has to go through even after we get the project worksheet that says we get the go-ahead. So it's a strange process, but that's how it works.
Government at its finest,
right? It's oh, government baby. Government at its finest.
So that we're going to be amending this year, I already mentioned, for the FEMA work. While we're doing that, I probably need to throw in one other project. There's a bridge on the Jasper-Story County line. It's technically Jasper County's bridge, but it's a Story County maintenance mile. It's an odd situation, but any type of project that happens on the county line, it's split 50-50. Right now it's posted 3 tons, but it needs to be addressed soon, so we've been working last fall on how we were going to address it. Jasper was going to come in with their own, they have a bridge crew, so they were going to try to address it themselves. But we would still have to call it construction. We think we could do something in-house for maybe $60,000, so we'd be on the hook for $30,000 of that. And they haven't put the project in their budget yet either. I'm waiting on them to do that because I need to match their program. But we have at least $20,000 left in our construction out of this year. I don't think it's going to be a problem to cover it, but it will take an amendment. Mm-hmm. One, we got to put in our 5-year program and our local amendment. So that is coming.
So is that going to be somewhat contingent on whether or not they are planning to move forward? Or
yeah, that's what I'm waiting to see if they're still be able to get to it first thing.
Well, we're going to end up just paying them, right?
Yes.
I mean, they're going to do the work, and we're just going to write a check to Jasper County.
Okay. Okay.
Covered most of the other stuff, but I guess in total I'd say when you take out those reimbursable funds out of the construction, we're asking our total budget is actually a little bit less than it was last year. That's before you factor in raises. So we might be a hair over what we were last year, but we held the line pretty consistent from last year.
We'll use you as a model.
But you're doing a great job, and spending a little less on the greater equipment. We need to remember that's happening in this budget. Darren, the only thing I'm asking you for here is find a way to purchase the low boy out of this year's budget, and let's get it out of FY15.
Do that.
Wayne, you got anything else?
No, I was very pleased as I was looking through here and compared to previous years and so forth. I think you guys have just done a marvelous job in being proactive and looking at the major issues and budgeting for those in a proper manner. So, you know, to come in when you look at the secondary roads budget and with all the uncertainties that can happen from year to year, to be presenting a budget like this is very good. So not only we commend you, but your staff and everybody is connected to that. I think there's a lot of factors that go into this. But
well, he set the bar pretty high now that he's estimated his fuel usage within one tank.
Oh, so well, that could be.
Off in the foot.
But I mean, just everybody needs to be aware of what a good job our secondary roads department is doing. I mean, this is one of the vital functions of government. It's one of the most important things we do, and to be able to do what Darren and his staff does in such a responsible manner, I think just needs to be recognized by everybody.
Thank you.
Can I ask one real quick question?
Yes.
The bike path money, has your department gotten the documentation together? Do we know when we can anticipate those dollars?
For reimbursement.
For reimbursement.
Yes, we sent that in last week. We finally got the project finaled out, so yeah, it should be next couple weeks, I would hope.
Okay.
And we've already, you sent a letter to the treasurer. We want to make sure that doesn't get deposited in the secondary road fund.
Is that going to come automatic?
Well, that's what we're not sure.
Okay.
They used to come as checks, but now they're slowly transferring everything over electronic, and we don't know for sure. We've asked.
Okay, I will. Do you know what? If you guys would send me the final amount, and I will send back to everybody involved, the treasurer's office, you guys, what code it needs to go into when it comes in.
Okay.
Okay?
And have we gotten payment from Nevada?
We have gotten, I just did that math yesterday, we've gotten $25,000 from Nevada. We've gotten $6,000 in donations. We've gotten 40-some thousand from the TOPE.
So how much are we expecting in donations? All said and done, what did they commit to in donations?
It's right at 50,000, wasn't it? Last I heard, it's private donations.
Okay. His chair probably should come to you. Can Markley send you an email just letting you know where we are in donations, and you forward that on to Laura West? It's probably time for her to make a couple phone calls.
Okay.
Yep.
Darren and I had the conversation, I think, at one point in time as to whether county committed $200,000 to that, and if we didn't, if the whole $200,000 wasn't needed, and it costs less, and or the donations were less, if we got more money in, then the cost of...
And the cost actually went down. We were so nervous about overrunning out there, we held the contractor to really tight specs and actually ran under quite a ways.
Whether we should...
I flip it the other way, and I say, let's say that we had not held that project in check. Let's say it had overrun. Who was going to be on the hook for it?
Yeah,
Story County was. Story County is the one that took the risk.
Right.
We've got commitments on what the donations were going to be toward the project, and the project is completed. We got the grant dollars. We've got Nevada weighing in. They all were capped at a dollar amount regardless of what the project cost. Story County was the one on the hook. So if we did a good job managing the project and it comes in a little less than we projected, Story County should be the one that reaps the benefit. I mean, that's
true. We'll let you argue that. Judge Wapner is his name, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get that. I just looked at that yesterday to see where we were at on donations or the other funds and what we'd received, so I'll let you know what that amount is, and you can work your magic. Okay.
Great.
Guess that's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.